Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Day 2016. Excuse me. I ain't gonna be coughing. I'm gonna start. But I am Big Daddy. Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk. I have my two beautiful, intelligent, desirable co-hosts now. We're officially a team, and it is Faye Elise. Faye, what's up, Faye?
What's up? What up?
Welcome back, Faye. Good to have you back.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
And my other host who joined in when Faye was busy, and she did such a good job, I did not want to see her go. Love her to death. My BFF, V. Brown, Felicia Brown, Get Down Brown. My girl,
Get Down Brown.
What's up, baby?
Hello, everyone. Happy Memorial Day.
Now, see, most people would think that I was crazy to have two female co-hosts. But see, I'm adventurous. You know what I'm saying? And not one female can handle me and my verbal attack. So I had to get two females in here to see if they could handle me and my verbal attack.
Yeah, that's what it is. Is that what we're doing?
That's
yep.
What you want
to
say.
Okay. I hear we're going to get into it. Today, we're going to talk some WWE. We're going to talk a little NBA. Because, you know, Game 7 tonight. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk some entertainment. And then the rest of the show, I want to get into the youth. Because as a parent, and I'm older than both of y'all, and I've been around for a while. I've been around since the 70s. So I've seen a deterioration of youth and how we do with our kids over the years. And I want to address that. And I want to talk about that. Anybody wants to call in, 718-508-9883, call in with your opinions and comments when we get to that part of the show. But, you know, about anything, you know, you want to call in, wherever. Flirt with Alicia, flirt with Faye, come on, call in. But, yeah, well, we want to get into that because, especially on this Memorial Day, and it's just a lot of stuff that I want to get off my chest as far as kids and how we're doing and where we could go from here. And with Alicia being an educator, I wanted her to put her two cents in. She is both of you guys are college graduates, which I love. Power to the people. That is an awesome thing to have two college graduates, both of y'all sisters.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. I think I'm the only knucklehead that never finished a semester of college, but it is what it is. But I just want to get y'all opinions on what's going on. But let's jump into it. WWE. Last week, I don't know if we touched on it. I think we did touch on it when George had called in. But Cody Rhodes gains his notice, and he is leaving the WWE. And his wife also left WWE. And her last SmackDown was this past SmackDown. You won't see her fine ass. I mean, you won't see her anymore. So, like, say your opinion. And then Bleacher, your opinion, or whoever wants to go first, on what y'all think about Cody leaving. And do you think it was a good move, bad move? And even about his wife leaving the company. Should you stand by your man in a case like that, or should she just stuck around for a while, collected that check, and then went on about her business? Thoughts?
I got to say, she's a ride or die. I gotta say that because I don't think a lot of women these days would have done that. But if she would have stayed, it might have been awkward for her. We don't know what happened with the Cody Rhodes situation, what made him just want to up and quit. But it's kind of like, we don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm sure he wanted to leave on good terms. But at the end of the day, it kind of been like the CM Punk, AJ Lee. CM Punk left on bad terms. AJ stayed, but it was getting awkward for her, so she had to quit. It might have been the same for Eden.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it might be something, you know, totally not on the radar of what we're thinking. I think it might be she might be pregnant or they might be trying to start a family. You know, he might want to keep that Runnels legacy alive.
Well, but, only thing, even if she was pregnant, it's not like she was taking any bumps. She's doing a review, being so she could have stayed.
Yeah.
Whatever is going between Cody Rhodes and the WWE. Maybe he wasn't happy with the Stardust character. I thought it was not the best. But, you know, maybe he, like, creatively he had conflict or just conflict overall. But something made him leave.
All right. So here's my opinion on it. I feel where Felicia's coming from because it might be something where they both decided they wanted to start a family and she wanted to take, you know, she wanted to take that child to start a family. Maybe they left a door open for her to come back after she started the family. That's cool. But in a situation like that, I feel like, who's somebody sneezing? I thought I heard somebody sneeze. Anyway, in a situation like that, I think, like, she should have stuck around for a little bit, made some money, possibly got her name out there a little bit, got some shots underneath her, did if you wanted the role, get to almost that Lillian Garcia status before you took the time off. Because if she wanted to come back now, it's going to be very hard for her to come back in because she was just getting started. And she was just starting to get where she could announce a whole SmackDown and was good. Or some spot to hear Raw or some spot to the pay-per-view. And I feel as though she was doing well. And maybe she should have stuck around a little bit. As far as Cody go, I think that the Stardust character wasn't a bad character. I think that they handcuffed him after a while. Like, you could have really ran with it. And then after the job he did at SummerSlam with the Green Arrow, what's his name, Stephen Amell, Emil, whatever his last name is, I think Cody did a good job with that because he's in there with an actor and they carried it off well. And I felt as though no matter what you gave Cody to do, Cody got it over. And I just think they pulled the plug. They kind of just kept him at that mid-card status a little too long, maybe even lower mid-card status to the point where he was doing the main events and stuff like that and superstars where he didn't have to do that. So I feel bad that he left. And you know, I heard he put out a long letter stating his reasons for leaving. I didn't get a chance to read it, but it is what it is. Now, how do you guys feel about John Cena making his epic return on Memorial Day tonight? John Cena, he's back. America. Salute the flag. The great John Cena.
Okay.
I was going to do one of those little video moon things and say something big is coming in WWE, and his name is John Cena. But I won't do that because you just said it now, so I can't do that.
Sorry.
I want to see how the crowd reacts to him.
I will give John Cena credit. I think we like him now because we have such a disdain for Roman Reigns. So kudos to John Cena. You made us like you without lifting a finger.
Right.
True that.
Now, I think Seth Rollins will be heel again, but I don't think it's going to work this time around.
No, no, no.
Because everybody appreciated
it's Roman
him
Reigns
after
so
he
much-
left. After
he
left,
so he's the exact same character.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you guys this. There was Wednesday, a report went out that SmackDown in July is going live. It's going to be a live SmackDown. It's going to be on Tuesday night on USA. Thoughts?
I mean, it's going to be like how it was at the beginning, right? When you see on UPN, when it first started, like way back when.
Yeah. Here's my thing. You're having a live show on Monday and then having another live show on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before, when you had SmackDown on UPN, and I have to do some background work. I think SmackDown was taped even back then. But even if it was, wasn't, whatever, you had Monday Night Raw, you had Thursday Night SmackDown, or you had Friday Night SmackDown. You had some time in between to, you know what I'm saying, like a little break in between.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a live show on Monday, what's going to make me want to watch a live show on Tuesday unless you split the brands? Now, there was a rumor going around that they were splitting the brands back. And if they do, I don't know how well that's going to work. But even if you split the brands, you're still having another WWE event the very next day. I think it's a bit much. Or the same network. I just think it's a bit much. My opinion.
Well, they are putting the draft back in order. I believe it's coming in June or July. So we'll see where the people split up. I think that'll give people enough time to come back from their injuries, so the roster should be restored, and we should be able to see a lot more of those faces that we haven't been seeing. So I'm in favor of it. I do agree that it should be a show on Thursday and Monday just to kind of give us that suspense. So what's going to happen on Thursday? You know, so.
Exactly. Now, here's my other thing, is them splitting the brand, is it going to affect NXT? I got quiet.
I'm waiting for Fade and Thomas.
No, I never thought about it. I mean, hopefully it'll be more call-ups by then, because NXT, they got to do is pull for what they're looking for, like different models, of course, to train, or like fitness models or whatever, or
mm-hmm.
like former NFLs, or even like one or two indie stars, but that's about it. But they can always pull more people to come into NXT.
But I don't know if
NXT right now, they can start calling them up. If they
mm-hmm.
feel like they're ready.
Like, there's only maybe, like, a couple of them I can say you could put on the main roster and would do well. And I think that would, like, Austin Aries, you could put him on the main roster, he'll do well. Finn Balor, you could put him on the main roster, he'll do very well. Samoa Joe would do well. And actually, three I can think of. Oh, and I don't know about him yet. But these are some of the stars I think who could do well. But the majority of these guys, I like the fact that they're in NXT. They're working on their craft. They're getting better. They're getting, you know, more air time. They get more time to nurture themselves or whatever and get better. And I just don't want to see it rushed just so you can fill up a roster and then you make them mid-carders the job to Roman Reigns for no reason. Or to the Miz for no reason. You understand what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So, that's my opinion on that. Anybody got thoughts on that? before we get off the WWE subject?
I just think NXT should be its own separate brand. You know, I don't want to see too many call-ups. I want it to be its own brand. If it's involved in the draft, fine, but keep it solid. You know, like you said, I don't want to see them job unnecessarily to other people in, you know, the main card. You know, I don't want to see them be the top of the top and then have to go all the way to the bottom and it's something stupid.
Yeah, true. I agree with that.
Yes.
But
totally
NXT,
agree.
NXT is its own little brand regardless. What is going to hurt them is once they start getting called up and they do nothing with them. Like, look at Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah.
And look at him now. In a way, look at Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews was at the top. And what are they doing now?
We had a conversation about that last week. So what they're doing to Apollo Crews, I think, is a travesty. That little brother can work his ass off. And yet, he came out of WrestleMania, put him on Raw, was on fire. And all of a sudden, you didn't see him for a while. And then next thing you see him back on TV jobbing to Jericho. Please somebody send Jericho's ass home.
Yes.
Send him home. We should start a campaign. Send Jericho home.
He's taking a spot from the new guy.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not saying that he still can't go. He's had decent matches. The one with it, that cage match for him and Dean Ambrose was good. I think it started off slow, but when it picked up well. And I think they both had a good match on Extreme Rules. And he had a good series of matches with AJ. But AJ can wrestle a broomstick and steal the show. That's my opinion. So when you put people in the ring with people who can work, cool. And I'm not taking nothing away from Chris Jericho. I'm just tired of seeing him. I really am. And we have a caller. Hold on a second.
What's going on?
What's up, George? How you doing? Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you, too, and everyone else there as well.
Hi, George.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, but you know what? Yesterday was a holiday, too. Y'all should have celebrated that as well. Y'all wasn't going to celebrate it? Huh?
What was yesterday?
It was Nia Jax's birthday. Nobody, there was no party, nothing like that?
No.
No one came to the party I threw for her. I don't know. So, it's all good.
You was the only one there.
Yes, I was. Just me and the cleaning lady. That was it. Somebody had to clean up. But, yo, I agree with you. I agree with you just said, man. I'm tired of seeing Jericho, too, man. He's just trying to hold on to something, you know? You never know when this fool's coming or going. You know what I mean? It's guys like him to hold up the younger guys, you know, down there. You know what I'm saying? I started to get fed up with the part-time guys, you know? The only really efficient part-time guy you got is maybe Brock, but Brock comes in when right time, when money season's coming up. I don't get it because, like I said, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just piggybacking off of what you said. I totally agree. Excuse me. When Brock comes in at the right time with the money time, and he leaves, then you don't see him for a while. Then when he pops up, you know, it's for something decent. Now, his last Mania match, I didn't like, and me and Felicia disagreed on it. But she did see what I was talking about, because I didn't want to see Ambrose have to job out to Brock like that, because I think Ambrose is one of these guys who's been doing mid-cards for too long that you need to push, and I think they're missing the boat on him. And eventually, with the crowds, I just don't want to see nobody turn on him so hot. Even though you job him out to put him in super stuff, he still finds a way to get his stuff over, and he still finds a way to connect with the fans. I don't want you to have to happen to him. But you got wrestlers like Y2J. There's no reason for him to be there. That's why I want to see him go. You don't need The Rock coming back anymore. You truly don't need The Rock coming back anymore for another 7 years. Let him stay away, continue to make his movies. Even when his movies hit, he doesn't need to come and promote his movie. He's a legitimate star. He doesn't need to come back to WWE to say, hey, I got a movie coming out. He's a star on his own. He's what, a $10 million movie person now?
Yeah.
Like that, he's making his money. So there's no reason for him to come back. Honestly, there's no reason for Taker to come back. After the streak ended, Undertaker did not have to come back anymore.
Yeah, but everybody knows that time of year, most of the people buy tickets that time of year for WrestleMania just to see him, you know? You know, the streak may be over, but you still have people buying tickets to come see him.
Yeah, they were buying tickets to come see him and to see if he could continue the streak. But when the streak ended, the last two matches he had at Mania was a double win against Bray Wyatt, which he went over on Bray Wyatt, was what it was. And then this last one was just stupid. He beat Shane McMahon. Shane should have been gone, but he came back and Vince gave the company any damn way. So what did it mean?
Well, he should have had Sting that night, but then Sting got hurt. So that kind of messed everything up. You know what I mean? So Shane was like a last-minute kind of fill-in anyway. So that's something you got to, you know, you have to think about. Who else would have stepped up for that type of event? Who else, if you look on that roster, say, that guy that can deliver with him, you know? So,
Taker, stay home.
And who?
Stay home.
Oh.
Once that fell apart, you're going to let him stay home. You don't need him every WrestleMania there anymore. You got to get away from him. The man is 50 what? 55?
He's like 51. I think he's 51.
Is he?
I think last year he turned 50. So that's me 51 right now. So
stay down in Texas.
But you know what? This is what got me, though, and me and a couple of my boys were talking about here at work. We were talking about the draft. I don't know when the draft is supposed to happen. I think it's supposed to happen next month, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
That's what we believe.
Okay, so guys like Taker and all them guys, like you said, Jericho, it's going to be a shame if them guys are going to be high draft picks, you know what I mean?
They should be drafted at all.
Exactly.
They should even be a factor in it.
Yeah, because guys like Jericho and Taker, you know they're going to be a top 10, whichever brand they're going to. But, you know, and I was telling them, guys, first one that's going to be picked is going to be Seth Rollins, without a doubt. You know, it should be, because you can't include the champion, because the champion's going to go back and forth, you know? So,
They're putting the belt back up again.
They're laying out the design and everything. Well, and I think the first female probably should be, besides Charlotte, should be what, Sasha? So, I don't know. We were just talking about that earlier.
But they're using her like that.
Yeah.
One last thing before I go,
Big Daddy. I just had to ask you a Sixers thing.
Go ahead.
So where do you think that Okafor will go?
All right. I'm gonna put it out there. Okay, you my boy. You my boy. We cool.
Right.
I done talked to a couple people. Most likely he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
By draft.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Boston. So Boston got the third pick. So we might walk away with the first and the third. But with Embiid doing as well as he's doing in his workouts, and with the trouble that's surrounding, they're really trying to move him, and I think that's a huge mistake now. You ask about my opinion. I think it's a huge mistake now. I hate to put it like this, but don't break up with your main jaw to get with your side jaw. Yeah, so you know the side joint is working. And to me, Embiid is the side joint. Now, if the side joint is worth it, then yeah, you break up your main joint and give it your side joint. But we don't know if Embiid is worth it yet.
Yeah.
We don't know
that. I think
that
if you move him to Boston, you can't move him to Boston and Embiid doesn't work out, but you're gonna see that guy, what, 4 or 5 times out a year, and he could be hurting us.
Four times out the year to come back to smoke you. To come back to
exactly.
Smoke. The same way
exactly.
Stevie does every time he came back, the same way Lou Williams did. Don't make me go down the whole list. But every time somebody leaves Philly, they come back to Philly to smoke him. And I don't want to see us do that with Okafor yet. Like,
exactly.
At least let a year go past. See how all three of these guys work out. If there's a rift, if it's not working, then yeah, trade one of them. You're not going to get rid of Noel because I don't think you're going to get much for Noel anyway. So it's between Embiid and between Okafor, and I just don't see getting rid of him yet. He has such a game about him. He reminds me of a young Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see another Hall of Famer walk out of here.
I tell you what, if they get rid of him, let's see, next year, if they get rid of Okafor next year, like you said, he's only going to be 21. And let's say if Embiid had a solid year, they're both going to be what? They're both going to be what, 21, 22? I think Embiid would probably be 22 at the time. So, okay, then you can get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? But right now, these guys up here are – yeah, but then these guys up here – they're just lighting up. Of course, they lighten up Facebook and all that stuff. Oh, I'll trade them for this and trade them for that. I'm like, you guys are ridiculous. So, they're not going
to. I love the Sixers 24/7 group. I love them, you know, and I read a lot of the stuff. But sometimes some of these cats go way out of bounds and way so far away from the left. I'm like, you know what? I got to start reading this stuff. But I love that group. So don't even get caught up in that nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
But just I posted up there. Yeah, I'm sorry. I posted up there and said you guys will make horrible GMs. Absolutely be horrible.
That's why the people who run the show get paid the big bucks. That's why we're sitting here watching them.
Yeah. So I can't wait for the lot. I can't wait for the draft, man. It's going to be a big night for us. Even if we just had the first round, and those two later picks will just probably be some European guys you could stash overseas. Who knows? But either way, people need to sit back, relax, and enjoy themselves. That's all I ask for. All right?
Yep.
That's probably what
I George,
needed.
Thanks for calling.
Guide.
All right, y'all enjoy the rest of your holiday, okay?
Yeah, you all right,
too.
Buddy. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our first commercial. Because we're a little bit behind. I should have caught it already. But we're going to take our first commercial and then come back with our youth talk. So, damn, I got stuck. So, everybody hold on. We'll be right back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 23, with Big Daddy, Faye Elise, and V. Brown. The new team, the dream team, Big Daddy and his agent. Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares.
teddy scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 23. Back
to
Big Daddy.
Marshall's cut short.
Well, we have three different sets of commercials now, so they broke them up. So we have another set that we have to do, and we have to do a closing one, just talking about the other shows that are on the Totally Driven Network. But the next segment is Valicia's favorite commercial. Go ahead, Valicia.
A certain letter from a certain guy that may or not be real. May or may not be real.
Anyway.
I'll do it later.
All right. I'm pull a Stephen Griffin. Peter Griffin. This is what grinds my gears. And I want to talk about youth and kids nowadays and where we drop the ball as far as these kids out here today. My personal opinion, and I've raised three kids. And I've tried to raise them mannerable, well-adjusted kids. Now, what they do now is they business, they're all adults right now. And I don't agree with everything they do. It is what it is. Especially two of them. I'm going to let that go. But the kids that's out here now are just so disrespectful towards adults and towards authority and figures. And when we go wrong as, you know, parents, in the structure of the home. Me and Valicia and I was talking last night. She came past the house. We chilling or whatever. And we were talking. And there was a time where you went to school, you came home from school. Now, let me back up a little bit. You got up in the morning, you ate breakfast. Some type of way, your mother had breakfast prepared for you before you left out. Or you fixed your own breakfast. There was cereal there. There was milk there. There was Pop-Tarts. There was some toaster strudels. There was something you could put some way to heat up that you'd eat before you left out the house. you pack your lunch or you have free lunch or reduced lunch or whatever. You went to school. Back in my day, if you messed up in school, a teacher could whip your ass. Now, they don't do that now, but I'm saying back in the day, a teacher could hit you with a yardstick or a ruler, and it was perfectly fine. You came home, you changed your clothes. You was not allowed to go outside until your homework was done, until you took off your school clothes and you put on your play clothes. You went outside for a little bit, you brought your behind back in at dinner time. The family ate dinner together. Dad set it one end, mom set it the other, the kids sat where they sat, you sat down, you ate your dinner. When dinner was done, you got up from the table, and if Lady T is listening, she can agree. You did the dishes, one washed, the other one dried, one swept, the other one mopped. You watched a little bit of TV, and by 9:30, your behind was upstairs in the bed. You had a bedtime. These kids nowadays have no rules. You can go to a convenience store in the middle of a week and see a little kid up in the store at 10:30 at night. That is ridiculous. When I was coaching back in the day when my son Jared was playing basketball, I seen one of my players, the boy had to be like 11 years old, at midnight during the week, I pulled over. I was like, what are you doing out here? What are you doing? I just came from my friend's house. I told him, oh, go home. Why was he out that late at night? Where was his mother? Thoughts?
Now, honestly, I think parents are lazy now. That's my honest opinion. Because I would say, just looking at my nieces and my nephews, and I love my sister, but, like, she'll keep the little one out until she gets home, like 11 o'clock midnight. She got school in the morning. She's 7 years old. Why is she still out at 11 p.m. at night? She got school. Why is she eating at 10 p.m.? Why is she getting homework done as soon as she gets home? Parents, to me, and I don't blame, you can't blame the child on that. You got to blame the parents.
You're right.
Parents are crazy.
You're right.
I agree. Parents, they seem to be getting younger and lazier. You know, grandparents, you see that their ages are starting to be 50, 45. So it's definitely that. Just a little bit about myself, aside from, you know, going on crazy adventures with Big Daddy and Faye, I have a background in psychology, mental and behavioral health, and sociology, and I also direct and teach at a private preschool outside of Philadelphia, and I am seeing trends that back up exactly what we are saying in children as young as 2 and 3. And it has to be something. Basically, it has to be a mixture or, you know, one or the other of the environment that society is creating, what the parents aren't creating, and, you know, the child themselves. So it's like this trifecta of stimuli that is definitely affecting children and who they grow up. And for me, going to work every day, it's sad because, you know, we're creating who someone is going to be when they grow up, you know, whether they're in jail or dead. And it's just, we need to pull together. The saying, it takes a village, really does hold true. And I think we're failing.
Yes, exactly.
And it's
exactly.
I think this generation, I'm going to say late 90s babies on up, don't know their history, and that pisses me off to my. It's not that they don't know, they don't care. Because they're so privileged and they're so disrespectful.
And entitled.
Yeah.
Entitled.
They feel so much, they can do
anything. They feel
anything.
So they're entitled.
Yes. You don't know the struggle that your great grandmother had to go through. You know the struggle that your grandmother had to go through just to vote.
Yes.
Vote.
There's a lot of people that died. for us to have a right to vote, that we don't take advantage
until the 70s. But now you feel so entitled. Oh, I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. That was way back when. We got it now. Like that, to me, is so disrespectful on so many levels. Like, there's a meme going around, like, oh, Harriet Tubman, like, why is she on it? Like, who is, why is she so important that she gets to go on the $20 bill? Really?
Lord.
You don't know who Harriet Tubman is? I need for you to read a book.
That's the problem. They don't put these books in the schools.
Books in schools.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I agree. But go ahead. Who was that? Wasn't that Alicia? Go ahead and finish your statement. I'm sorry I cut you off, but you're right. They're not putting these books in the schools. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we're just failing as a people, you know. What they were saying, they're not being taught their history, and that has, you know, everything to do with the parents. You know, I just found out my history and, you know, what my family was, where they originated from, and it took my father passing away for all of us to kind of come together. So I think we need to find out where that generational gap occurred, where, you know, our ancestors or, you know, our grandfathers, the grandmothers started letting us down. Just those same values, they weren't carried through, and I don't know why.
Because you know what? It's like the Faith said when she started, because we're lazy. We stopped. We let the TV raise our kids. Because all you got to do is turn on the TV and the kids sit there and watch it, and we don't have to do like we used to. My parents, both of my parents are gone. Now, I give them credit. We had a black encyclopedia set in our house. So we could go to this black encyclopedia and learn whatever we wanted to. I don't even know what happened to that black encyclopedia. I got to talk on my sister and answer. But we had it in our house. So we had the option to read. And it was just, it's a shame now, because what our kids are exposed to is love and hip-hop. Housewives or this, that, and the fourth. Whatever garbage is on the internet. People, and the worst thing that could have happened was when they put video cameras on cell phones, and now these kids are using their cell phones to videotape each other fighting and knocking old people out and fighting each other. I saw a clip of these little girls had been like 5 or 6. The one little girl pushed the little girl over and started to pound her. And her little bit of big sister sitting there like, yeah, Niecy, get her, Niecy, get her. What the hell? Why are we allowing this to happen? Excuse me if I'm hollering, but it hurts me. Because back in the day, I'm not saying we didn't fight. But we fought, we shook hands after what it was. We didn't fight over stupid shit. Excuse me. I said shit. But we didn't fight like that. These kids are just fighting for nothing, and they're taping it, and they think it's funny. And we're the ass, and we're the people that's sitting there watching this stuff on social media. It has to come to an end. We have to stop, and it's our kids that's mostly doing it. I'm not saying that white kids ain't doing it, because they're doing it too. I'm not saying that Puerto Rican kids ain't doing it, because they're doing it too. But every time I see it, it's our kids. A little Shaboom Boom and little Shawate out there fighting in the street.
But I will say, I see Colombians, I see Venezuelans, I see more of that community taking care of their own people and educating their own people about their own culture more than we do.
Yes. Not to cut you off, Faye, I'm going to talk about this real quick. I watched something on WorldStar, and I posted it. Nobody commented on it. And it's funny. I could post something positive. Nobody comment. Now, let me post something where somebody give me ass whooped. I get 1,000 comments. But Farrakhan was on the breakfast show. He talked for an hour and a half. And Farrakhan said the exact same thing you just said, Faye. You go into a Jewish community. You go into the Asian community. You go into any other community. These people stick together. They take care of their own. They pull their resources. If they know somebody just came over from whatever country they're from, they say, okay, I'm going to set you up here. here's an X amount of dollars. You pay me X, Y, and Z back when you get this, that, and the fourth. They set each other up. Excuse me. And guess where they set each other up at? In our neighborhoods. Selling us the garbage. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to cuss. Selling us the shit that we don't need. And they're getting away with it. No disrespect to the Asians. But they come, they setting up their stores in our communities selling us loose cigarettes, batteries, whatever have you. And then they're going back to their community and they're taking care of one another. So they're taking our money and taking care of their people. How come we can't do the same for ourselves? And when Farrakhan was saying this, I was like, you know what? He's right. He's absolutely right. Now, do I believe in his religious beliefs? No, but that's my thing. I'm just saying, when it came to that part of the conversation, he was on point.
Yes.
We need to start opening businesses in our neighborhood, putting this money back in it, hiring these little, and half these little kids out here, they ain't doing nothing, need jobs. Need community centers, something to do. I'm so dreading the summertime just for that reason. Because all you do is you ride around and you see these little kids up and just doing nothing. I'm not saying that when I was a kid, we sat on the porch with our hands crossed. Oh, Lord, we don't want to get no trouble. No, we wasn't like that. Truthfully, we did our little dumb stuff, but for the most part, we respected our adults and we respected the community that was around us. And that's where we're failing. And trust me, when I got old enough to work, my dad was like, my dad, I don't talk about this too much, but my dad owned his own janitorial service. My dad worked at a hospital for 19 years, and he decided to start his own janitorial service, and he quit his 19-year job to start his business. And he started the janitorial service. He had me working for him and was trying to groom me to take over his business. And I failed because I didn't take enough initiative to say, Dad, show me everything you're doing. Dad, let me look at your books. Dad, let me see how you're doing this and that. Mm-hmm. I looked at it as just a job. And I did the job until a better job came along, and I said, deuces, and I started working at Merck, which I was making real good money. But I could have been so much more successful if I would have just stayed under my dad and watched what he did in this business. If I would have finished college, took business courses, and learned how to make money. But no, I was too busy worried about bouncing in the club, chasing bitches, eating food, you know what I'm saying? This was the stuff I was worried about. Instead of concentrating on this man who started a business from the ground up and had people working for him. He had up to 15 people working for him. And I didn't take advantage of that. And I regret that to the day because I would have had something to pass on to my kids. That's where we're falling off. All
right,
I'm off my tangent. Y'all got anything else?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, you know, and surprisingly, well, sadly, it's going to be a downward trend, I believe. You know, I look at these kids and I say, oh, that's going to be my doctor. You know, that's going to be my dentist. Or, and it's really sad. Who's going to be our teachers? How is the unteachable going to be a teacher? It's really scary. So I don't even know if it's time to say, hey, let's step up, let's reclaim. Is I don't know.
Hey, you know something else we have to do? We have to build back the family dynamic. Like,
yes.
Mommy and daddy really have to stay together and raise their kids together. Now, mommy and daddy
right.
Get along and y'all get a divorce. It's fine. Do what you do. But continue, brother. Any brothers out there listening, continue to raise your kids, especially your son. Ooh, about to get hyped.
It is true.
Stop letting women raise your boys. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, it's true. It's, you know, I feel like we're creating the the exact thing that we then imprison. So, you know, our society,
yes,
our homes, our schools are creating the same people that we're putting in jail. So it's like a cycle or a circle, and something has to break in, you know, in the circle. That's why there's more prisons being built, and why are schools getting shut down? Why are recreational activities getting shut down?
You know why? Because little boo boo
no money
is being raised. he's scared to take an ass with him. Mama's protecting him. Oh, don't do that to little boo boo. Little boo boo don't want to go out and work at McDonald's. Little boo boo don't want to cut lawns, shovel snow, try to hustle to make his money. You know why? Because mama's there. Mama go get baby whatever you want. Baby wants this. Baby go get this. If you want McDonald's, if you don't want to eat what I cook, here, get some money. Go down to the corner store and get some chicken fried rice. As a matter of fact, get me some of that ice cube while you're down there. We have to stop that.
It is so true. It's funny you said that. I was at the movie theater today, and a little discrepancy started in the line to get, you know, snacks and stuff. And it was an African-American or a black male, and it was an older white male with his son. And the white guy accused the black guy of kind of cutting in line. So they're exchanging words. I'm in the middle like, dude, I just want to get in line. Can I get in front of you guys if you're going to be talking to each other? And the son of the white male, he starts crying. You know, this kid, he's tall as me probably. And the guy, he apologizes to me, I guess, you know, being courteous to the lady around. And he goes, sorry, you know, my son, he doesn't like violence. And I'm like, well, I mean, if he thinks that's violent, which you created, sir, he really needs to start, you know, getting a little tougher. And you got to show your son, you know, this is a pretty scary world. You know, I'm going to do my best to protect you, but you got to kind of get it together. So kids are just, you know, they're very sheltered from the real outside.
Yes. Yes, so much, so much. It's just, I sit back, especially since, you know, I've been down, you know, and I've been in the house a lot, and I sit in my window downstairs, and I look out the window a lot when these kids are coming home from school, and I listen to them, and all I hear is F this, F that, bada boom, bada boom, blah, blah, blah. And I sit back and think, it's like, I know, I'm not trying to say that I got the best mouth in the world. If you talk to me and my kids, they tell you I drop the F-bomb quite often. Me and the F-bomb are quite fond of one another. But when I was coming up, I had enough respect for the elders around me not to say these things. And these kids nowadays feel as though, I don't care, I'm going to say whatever, because you can't do anything to me. You can't touch me. If you go tell my mother's going to cuss you out worse than I was cussing. It's a sad state of affairs, and I wanted to take this time just to talk about that, because I'm fed up with it. And then with the summertime, because, you know, Memorial Day is like the unofficial start of the summer, and now it's just the summer is here. It's about to get real. It's about to get real out here. And we really have to take our streets back. I'm going to go way back to when, even with, you know, summertime came around, and I used to spend a lot of my summers in North Philly with my grandmother. And there was a one house on the block where the city would take stuff to this house to give to the kids to eat for lunch. And that's because one person was like a block captain or whatever, but they would collect these foods, they would bag them up or whatever, and it would be a sandwich, a bag of chips, a drink or something like that, and that's what they did. And it was the city taking care of the neighborhood and the neighborhood taking care of the kids. Who's taking care of our kids now? Nobody.
So true.
On that note, any y'all got any final words on this subject?
Nope, yes, we have to be better. Take care of your kids. Don't have them if you can't. Don't have the time or the responsibility for them.
Yeah. Police, you got anything?
So true. Just, you know, like Michael Jackson said, you can't feed the baby, don't have the baby. You know, we are creating monsters, and, you know, we need to be aware of that. You know, stop putting kids in the middle of, you know, drama. And it's so much stuff. So much stuff, you know.
Like, quit having kids out of spite, because that doesn't end well at all.
Right. Stop letting children, you know, not see their fathers. You know, it's a lot.
You know what? That's a man. Okay. Let me say this.
Commercial.
Before I take the commercial, that's another thing. Women, don't use your kids as pawns to get even with the brothers. Don't do that, because the only person who's getting hurt is these kids.
Yep.
You wonder why they grow up 65. If you got a problem with this man, keep it with that man. But don't take it out on the kids. You can't come around here. You can't take Boom Boom to the beach with your other jaws. I don't want him around your other bitch. They got nothing to do with you. Stop it. Anyway, let me take this commercial, and we'll be right back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 23.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Welcome back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 23. We're about to wrap this up and take this home. I want to thank both you ladies for coming on the show and co-hosting with me. I want to welcome Faye Elise back. And once again, welcome Valicia for coming on board. And she did an excellent job in Faye's absence. And I love both you two ladies together. And we got to get together soon so we can take a picture together so we can all put it on the show post together. I would love that.
Yes.
As far as next week, there's going to be two different things might be going on as far as next week's show. I'm marinating over it now. One of them might be Ladies' Night, where the ladies are going to take the show over because I have a prior engagement. I'm just going to come out and say it because we're all family here. My daughter's getting married next Monday. So, yeah, my daughter's getting married next Monday, so I'll be at the wedding.
Okay, Asia.
Yeah, I'll take a deep breath on that. So, if he's going to be Ladies' Night, or the show will be later than planned. The show might actually start at 10 p.m., and we'll be doing the show later. It depends on which way I decide to roll with it, but it definitely going to be a show next week. I don't want to have a week go past where we don't do a show. So we'll be talking. I've talked to Faye. We should have already talked about it. So let's see where we go from there. It's just, it is what it is. I have an engagement next Monday. And yeah. So, any last words, ladies?
Happy Memorial Day. Thank you to all of our vets and people who serve.
Yes. Any last words, Faye?
And happy Memorial Day to everyone. And I'm still slightly hungover from this past weekend. So I get it together.
Yeah, I saw. Did you have a good party?
Yeah.
I
did a photo shoot with my friend who I've been friends with her for decades. And we partied.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, I love you both. I love everybody who's listening. There's three different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Faye Elise and V. Brown that make things happen. God bless. We out. Happy Memorial Day. Turn on Raw to see Super Cena.
No. Bye, everyone. Right, I take barbecue rib donations.
You know what? Before I sign off, Valicia already know about it, Faye. I'm telling you now, 4th of July, come to the crib, big barbecue, and the ribs are going to be on.
Yes!
The ribs will be on.
Did you just invite all of America?
Yes.
Did you just invite all of America to your house?
Look, if anybody that's listening, if they want to come through, taste my ribs, you're welcome to come through and taste my ribs.
Oh boy,
my ribs is that damn good. My ribs is better than Famous Dave's ribs.
No, oh, I'm gonna hold you to that because, yeah.
Alicia, tell them.
They're pretty good, but don't be mad. I think I'm having Famous Dave's tonight for dinner.
Something. Anyway.
Yours was good last night, though.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless everybody. Good night.
Bye,
good
y'all.
Night.